You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Now this is going to be fun. Here we are at the Backers Audition, where producers Cheryl and Steve must raise the capitalization needed to launch Avatar the Musical. And with opening night fast approaching, this better go well. If only the co-producers and Broadway angels that fought their way into this super elite invite-only Backers Audition knew that Avatar the Musical has nothing at all to do with the James Cameron opus Avatar! Can't wait to see how Cheryl and Steve pull this one off. Let's listen in on the investors as they hubbub. I love that word. Hubbub. Hubbub. Say it with me. Hubbub. So apt, wouldn't you say?
I'm always apt.
Lot of money to be here. And I don't even know what's going on there right now. How many Tonys do you guys have again?
Well, that sure sounds encouraging. If Steve and Cheryl are worth their weight in Tony Awards, I'd say take the money and run as fast as you can, guys. More is not more, if you know what I mean. Let's give a quick listen behind the curtain as Steve and Cheryl prepare to begin the festivities, shall we?
Everyone here? All right, let's start.
I'll make the intro, and then we'll divide and conquer.
Just do the intro, Cheryl. I'll take it from there.
No, Steve. We are co-lead producers. I have our contract right here, in case you need to look at the enormous print I made sure was used for moments exactly like this.
Cheryl. I mean no disrespect. I'm just so much better at this than you are. It's best for the show.
Just when I think it's not possible for you to be more repulsive.
Look, all we have to do is casually mention that 95% of the capitalization is already in the bank and we'll be inundated.
Don't you dare, Steve. That's an overstatement by 70%. You and I both know that if we don't get checks in pronto, we're DOA. And that will be the last time either of us work in this town.
Life is short, Cheryl. Why don't you just smile while you still have teeth?
Hello. I am thrilled to welcome you all to our Avatar the Musical presentation. I think I know most of you, but just in case, I'm Cheryl Phillips, producer, and this is my, Steve Jones.
They know who I am, Cheryl. Am I right?
Indeed they do. And yet they're still here.
We are going to take you through the show of the season. No. The decade, for that matter. And this is me. I'm being humble.
Not even remotely scientifically possible.
Stand back, everyone, and meet our A-Team Supreme. Our Tony Award-winning composer, lyricist team, Kay Fields and Bobby Kearns, and book writer, Thomas DeVoe.
Our visionary director and choreographer, Zoe Taylor. Our Tony-winning megastar, Emma Olivia.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Our design team, who really need no introductions, David Korns, Natasha Katz, and Paul Taswell. And our science consultant, Andrew Barfield. And ladies and gentlemen, introducing the next Broadway superstar. Not many people can only have one name, and we finally have one on Broadway. Forget about LaShawn's. We're talking about Stop.
What the hell? You haven't even done anything yet.
Emmy, they're just being kind and supportive. I'll give them a little something to say thank you.
Yeah.
If you were on fire right now and I had a glass of water in my hand, I'd drink the water.
If you think he's on fire now, just wait till you hear this man sing. But let me tell you what makes this show extra special. It's not just the brilliant, visionary, creative team and this cast of blazing talents and bold-faced names or a design team you can only dream about. It's about even more. When Steve and I first heard about this extraordinary musical, we knew we needed a special home. A place we could all happily live for years and years to come. Avatar is so landmark that for the very first time in 20 years, the curtain will rise on the Hellinger Theater.
All right, settle down, settle down, settle down. Now let's get down to the gritty and the nitty. We've got nearly 90% of the capitalization in the bank, with no real reason to raise the final contingency given our incredible advance, but this show should belong to the community. I mean, that's what Broadway is. We're a community, we're a family, and we don't do it without you. So we're excited to partner and to share with you our ownership and all the upside to come.
Oh, Jesus.
Sure. He could invest if he wants. Of course, there is a room for everybody given the very, very, very limited capitalization remaining and our extremely tight timeline. But to hold your spot, text me right now with a yes, I'm in big capital letters. And sign the paperwork under your chair before you leave the room. Checks must be in by Friday. First in, first on board. While there's still room.
Steve, Cheryl, I'm in. Cheryl, over here. Steve.
I love producing.
Tweeps. Sounds like an investment feeding frenzy at the backers audition for Avatar. I want to put in my life savings. As a working actor, I hope you accept a half-eaten schmackery's punch card and a free drink voucher for Feinstein's 54 Below. Hashtag invest in me.
Wow, they're at 90% already? Kay, that's incredible.
I'm not surprised. Those two are masters at this.
And yet somehow they ended up working on Avatar.
Hey, that's too many Vs, Kay.
Okay, let me split one in half.
Wow. Wow. Really? Really, Kay? The finger? Huh.
Yeah.
Kay, can you come here? I have someone for you to meet.
Okay, later, boys.
Bobby, you two are so fun. A fun couple. I can see why we never worked out. I wasn't fun then.
Oh, what? No. I mean, yes, you were. You were very fun. You were fun. Remember that picnic in Central Park? That's fun. And you saw Stephen Sondheim walking by and went over to chat with him.
You're right. I was fun, even then.
Well, I mean, you chatted with him for 45 minutes, and I ended up finishing that bottle of red. And getting a headache from being day drunk, and then I cut myself slicing an apple and had to get stitches. So
you're the one who got fun. I've always loved you, Bobby, for that. Always stretching and growing.
Yeah, well, I loved you too. For that. Loved. As in love. Duh. Not love present tense, just love duh past tense. For that, specifically. That one little tiny thing. Like once upon a time, love, for that.
You seem flustered. Look, your hair is askew.
What? Oh, yeah, no. My hair. This is just how I wore it today. It's fine.
It looks very sexy. I love it.
Hey, guys, mind if I interrupt?
Andrew Barth Feldman. Hey, the good old ABF.
You okay?
I don't know. What can I do for you?
I wanted to talk to you about the song in Act 2 for the Banshees. I feel like there are some notes in there that would interfere with their sonar.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a serious issue. Let's figure that out immediately. Like right away. Like right now. Like right now. Like this very moment. Come on.
Well, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Thomas. Work calls. Come on, let's go.
Thomas, are you ready to mingle? I honestly can't wait for everyone to hear about your plans for the show. Oh.
Well, that makes two of us, Zoe. That makes two of us.
Honestly, Thomas, sometimes you are just too much. That sounded almost like a soap opera villain.
Oh, did it?
Oh my God, yes. I would love to sing at your benefit. Talk to my agent, Maxwell Fernsby, about my appearance fees. Okay, Kay, I want to talk to you.
Kay Fields, I am such a huge fan of yours.
Excuse us, please.
Certainly. Sorry.
This can't be good.
KK, what do you mean? It's good. It's totally good. Why wouldn't it be?
You're literally squeezing your purse strap so hard your hand is bleeding.
Crimson hues. I'm just starting un trend. That's French for a trend. Anyway, I just had one of those like teensy little favors. It's so small. You won't even realize.
Okay, sure. What do you have in mind?
Cut Stavros's songs.
Oh, this is rich.
Look, enough is enough. We all know that this show wouldn't be happening if it wasn't for me, right? Okay, there's a reason Maxwell Fernsby is my agent.
Wait, Fernsby reps you too? That's sneaky
little... The point is, Kay, Stavros needs to go because, look, he's gonna get devoured out there.
Yeah, that poor guy.
You don't understand. I am losing sleep over this. I'm down to like... What, like 9 hours a night? I mean, humans weren't meant to live under this kind of stress.
Emma, Olivia, sweetie, honey, you brought him to the audition room and insisted he be cast without even singing. He's cast. He's great. He might actually make this gobbler into something worth sitting through. And if you're losing sleep because of an actor, well, that's just karma.
How dare you? I will absolutely walk out.
We have Stavros, Emma, Olivia. Make all the threats you want.
Now that Stavros' star is on the rise, is Emma Olivia's light officially dimming? I doubt she's going to let that happen. Nothing like a little backstage rivalry to stir some juicy behind-the-curtain drama. And speaking of taking things into your own hands, what is very junior agent Maxwell Fernsby up to now?
Wow, look at all these investors. I have to say, a lot of this is directly because of you, Zoe.
No, I'm just the person who moves the pieces.
You know, you're a genius director and choreographer, Zoe. I know it, they know it, and I'm excited to say that Tokyo knows it too. And soon, the whole world will.
Wait, are you saying...
Yeah. That's right, the Tokyo Olympics, directing and choreographing. They want you. They want the full Zoe Taylor spectacle.
Maxwell Fernsby, you get out of here. When you said that initially, like, I just thought you were doing that agent-y thing, pitching me my wildest dreams so I sign with you. But I never actually believed it.
But you signed with me anyway?
Well, I mean, you just look so sad. I couldn't help it. But this... The Tokyo Olympics?
Yeah, I'm not a regular agent, Zoe. I'm a cool agent.
Oh, you're definitely an effective agent, Maxwell. Let's leave it at that. Oh, I have to go tell Andrew Barth Feldman the good news. Like, I can't imagine doing this without him.
Yeah, you know, if he needs an agent...
Hello, Bill Berlone here.
Okay, Bill, we're ready for you. It's Banshee time.
Excellent. Our training efforts have been very successful.
Good to hear.
We're ready to start our cast bonding overnights.
What?
So there are no surprises on stage, we need to make sure our Banshee bond with our cast members. So we need to start our Banshee cast sleepovers. Loyalty is everything to the Banshees, and the sooner we get started, the better.
Sure, sure. Noah! Get me Emma, Olivia, and Stavros on the phone. Tell them some Banshees are heading over to their apartment.
Whoa, slow down, Steve. There's a lot to set up first.
No problem. Whatever. We'll make it happen.
Good. One last training issue to resolve before we can get to the cast sleepovers. For some reason, the Banshees love grabbing our smaller dogs and taking them for these terrifying joyrides, shooting straight up in the air and then dive bombing straight down, stopping inches from the ground. I'll need to know who in the cast has a dog.
Seriously? How thrilling.
What?
Oh, I'm a genius. I'm a genius. I got a genius idea. What if the Banshees took small children for flights around the theater before the show starts?
You're kidding, right?
No. This is brilliant. We'll be sold out for the next century.
Steve, not gonna happen.
Come on, Bill. Work with me. We can make little harnesses. It would be safe.
No, it wouldn't be safe, Steve.
Oh, wait. How much weight actually can the Banshee transport?
Well, it depends on the Banshee.
Give me a range.
Well, our little Banshee can carry up to 50 pounds. Our adult Banshee, well, we've been testing out the flying scenes in Act 2 with two members of our team weighing over 160 each.
Excellent. I've got an epic idea. What if we offered Banshee transportation to the theater for a massive premium, of course?
What? Oh, no. Definitely no.
Noah! Give me Basadonna and Miramontes. Emergency team meeting.
No. No, not possible. Aside from the astronomical risk, we'll never get FAA approval.
Please, this is me. It's already in the works, Bill. Too late. By the way, you obviously haven't seen the latest script.
Uh-oh. What?
Bill. Are you sitting down? Brace yourself. We're going underwater. Do banshee swim?
Well, I...
Teach them. Talk to you soon.
Everyone, before we all say goodbye, we did want to show you some of the amazing work we've been doing. This team, I wouldn't put anything past them.
Bobby, did you know about this?
What? No, really, Kay?
Oh, right. We're just the songwriters.
I knew.
Oh, shut up, Thomas. So what is the sneak peek?
Emma, Olivia, and I put together a little snippet, but I didn't tell her that Stavros is going to join her as a surprise.
Wait, Stavros is going to interrupt an Emma Olivia solo in a room full of Broadway investors?
Oh God, this is too good.
Without further ado, Emma Olivia! And accompanying her on the piano is Andrew Barth Feldman.
Adorable Andrew Barth Feldman can do literally anything. Now piano virtuoso? Amazing! Is he part banshee?
I would like to thank everyone for being here, but I really want everyone to thank me. Us. For what I think will be an extraordinary show brought to life by a creative team that is continually inspired by their brilliant cast. Hit it!
Preemptive strike on my heart. They'll stop at nothing to keep us apart.
Empty dreams of crimson hues, cause without you, I've got the blues. Oh, 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 blues, yeah.
Holy
shit.
Is this actually going to work?
Wow, what a fun surprise. A duet. Right, okay, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you to Stavros, who is going to get exactly what is coming to him. I mean, exactly what he deserves. I mean... Yeah, that's exactly what I meant.
Emma Olivia is great at a lot of things, but subtlety is not one of them. And apparently, neither are threats. Will Emma Olivia sink the whole show to prevent Stavros from becoming a bigger star than she is? Is Kay still planning to sink the show herself? Will the Banshee swim or sink? Does Thomas want to sink Bobby's relationship with Kay? And just how much money did those investors sink into Avatar? Tune in for answers to some, none, or all of these questions. To be upfront, it's definitely not going to be all. Next week on As the Curtain Rises. Thank you from the bottom of our cold hearts for listening to As the Curtain Rises. A gargantuan thanks to our brilliant cast. James Monroe Iglehart as producer Steve Jones, Lilius White as producer Cheryl Phillips, Ashley Park as book writer lyricist Kay Fields, Michael Urey as composer Bobby Kearns, Sarah Stiles as diva Emma Olivia, George Salazar as agent Maxwell Fernsby in the bathroom, Ariana DeBose as director choreographer Zoe Taylor, Andrew Barth Feldman as science consultant Andrew Barth Feldman. Ramin Karimloo as the dreamy Stavros. Leslie Margarita as the Broadway Disher. Mauricio Martinez as Thomas. Animal trainer Bill Berlone as banshee wrangler Bill Berlone. Our Broadway investors, Alan Seals, Brittany Bigelow, Lauren LaBeouf, Marty McGuire, and Jake Smith. and me, the incredible two-time Tony Award loser, Alex Brightman, as the narrator! Written by Dori Berenstein and Mark Peikert. Directed by Dori Berenstein. Music, sound editing, and design by Bart Fassbender. Avatar music by Matthew Sklar. Sound engineering by Alan Seals. Produced by Dori Berenstein, Alan Seals, and the Broadway Podcast Network. Associate producers Brittany Bigelow and Marty McGuire. Associate directed and sound edited by Marty McGuire. Executive produced by Liz Armstrong. And absolutely everything else by our extraordinary BPN team. Brittany Bigelow, Joanna Nikolova, Katie Rosen, Cindy Schatz, and Beatriz Westby. As the Curtain Rises was created and recorded entirely in quarantine. This Broadway soap opera celebrates and supports the Actors Fund and the BPN Frontline Worker Initiative, which you can find at bpn.fm/frontlineworkers. That's bpn.fm/frontlineworkers. And finally, a very special thanks to our producing partner, Liz Armstrong, for your extraordinary support and inspiration. Bye-bye! As the Curtain Rises through the Sound and Light Initiative is a sponsored project of the Gotham's Fiscal Sponsorship Program.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.